Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Wisconsin's Morning News, Eric Bilstead, along with Amy Taylor. And joining us on the WTMJ hotline is Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski. Brian, wanted to ask you about the storm Debbie, which is rolling up into the East Coast now here shortly. Yep. But first, the weather here, we have a little bit of rain left, but then it's going to be just downright gorgeous the next few days, eh?
Cool for August. Like, today, sure. There's a chance that many spots don't even reach 70 degrees today. The wind is going to be very strong off of Lake Michigan. We're going to have some clouds lingering around. And, yeah, with that northeast breeze and behind the cold front, I mean, it'll feel refreshing. Don't get me wrong. It'll actually feel really nice. But definitely cool for August and a good opportunity to open the house back up and get some air in.
I wanted to ask you, Brian, about this weather system in Florida, the hurricane, and how it's just sitting over and expected to dump 20 to 30 inches of rain. Have we ever seen that volume of rain in Wisconsin in that short a period of time?
In Wisconsin, no.
Yeah, never,
not.
Right?
Like, that's, yeah, what, no,
like what's our typical huge, huge rainfall?
Well, like, you look at, let's look at some of our historic, like, flooding events, like, Bruce City floods. We had like, I want to say like 8 inches of rain in a pretty short period of time.
Yeah, so but that puts it in perspective. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Another big one I think about is the Dalles when Lake Dalton washed out and stuff.
Yeah.
That one, there were some spots that were more like 12, 14 inches of rain over a longer period. So yeah, when you look at even our most notable floods in the last, 50 years or so, we're not even in that territory.
Niz, what caught my ear this morning, CNN had the Savannah mayor on, and he says he's terrified. That was the word he chose, terrified.
Yeah.
By how this storm is slowly going to move into their area.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting, like, how each different tropical system, leaves its mark. Obviously you have the Cat 5 hurricanes that bring crazy storm surge and winds and topple trees. And then you have what is a tropical storm, not even a hurricane anymore, that is just going to move so slow that it's going to be the flooding rain event. And that definitely appears to be what's going to happen there, from Savannah up to Charleston. A good chunk of South Carolina could see over 20 inches of rain. It's going to be and parts of Georgia. It's going to be a bad situation for them.
And this isn't something that's going to necessarily have any lingering effect as it moves north for Wisconsin, I guess, judging by our forecast.
Yeah, the cold front that passed through for us is actually going to, kind of plow its way through the Ohio Valley and eventually send what's left of Debbie farther east, so we don't have to worry about that. But we still picked up a decent amount of rain last night for some. We had a couple severe thunderstorm warnings. I got to check some of the reports, but I haven't heard of any significant damage. Tell me if I'm wrong. I haven't seen any yet. Mm-hmm. From last night. But we had some good rain last night in some spots, and still coming down across southern Milwaukee County, back towards eastern Waukesha County. That's probably the last of the heavy stuff. There could be a stray little shower that lingers through the morning, but that's about it.
Niz, are your girls getting into the Olympics at all? Or are they too young for
totally.
That? Totally. They're in?
Yeah,
okay.
Totally. And it's really made my last week for sure. Because, like, when I was their age, that's some of the, when you're 5 and 8, there are things that you don't recall at all. But then there are some memories that have held with you in life.
Yeah.
And watching the Olympics with my parents is one of those, like bringing out the TV trays and sitting there and
yes.
watching. And I know it's a different era, but
I love that memory, Niz. That is so right on. Me too. Me too.
It's so cool. Mm-hmm. And I've been able to pass it on, and I think they truly are enjoying it. They of course like seeing the women's, sports and mm-hmm. stuff. And, but like all the unique sports, like, hey, check out this girl who looks like your neighbor next door, who's doing flips on her bike. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And all the random things, and they've really enjoyed it.
Do your girls ever comment on the beach volleyball things? Like, are they too young to notice? No, do they notice that all these women
Are they too young to notice dad likes women's beach volleyball?
Exactly. That's what I wanted, because my girls are like, this is outrageous. And dad's like, shut up, I'm trying to watch.
My
13-year-old
noticed for sure.
Yeah.
No, I think they pick up on it. Yeah. And obviously, I have to bite my tongue. Last night we were all just like, wow, look at Gabby Thomas, the runner,
yes.
The sprint. We all were like, well, she's beautiful.
Oh, and right. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it is honestly like, it's like looking at all of the, I mean, not to put it to such reductionist terms, but like the most beautiful specimens of humanity. You're like, wow, check
well, yeah,
that out.
Like machines. There's just pure machines out there.
Yeah.
And you know, of all shapes and sizes, you have the tiny gymnasts, you know, flipping
in the
around
tiny
and
bikinis,
then,
yes.
Yeah, and but then you have like obviously the rugby women, they're just so strong and big,
yeah,
but
true.
Beautiful in their own way.
Yeah,
it's
very
just
true.
Like holy cow. I mean, yeah, it's definitely been fun to watch.
That's really cool.
All right, Niz.
I like your take. I like the take on it.
Yeah, all right, we'll see you guys.